Radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Maui wildfire's death toll has just risen to at least 89. The governor says they believe the structural losses equal $6 billion. Our Jonathan Vigliotti begins our team coverage from Hawaii.
What went on in your mind as you saw your town?
Just heartbroken. It's just crazy to come back and see everything differently.
Keila Zuttermeister found his family's home still standing, but surrounded by entire neighborhoods that were leveled.
And the whole town is just, it's not the same, you know? It's not even here.
Now, the state attorney general announcing a comprehensive review of the critical decision-making made before, during, and after the disaster hit.
Correspondent Carter Evans is also there and has more on tourists in the area.
Maui is a very popular destination. In fact, it's one of the most visited islands in Hawaii. Tourists come here and spend billions of dollars every year. And that's why it's very unusual to hear the tourism authority asking visitors to please leave this island as soon as they can so authorities can focus on the recovery effort.
It's a tradition as American as food on a stick. Presidential hopefuls, including former President Trump, made the rounds at the Iowa State Fair. The crowd was seemingly undiminished by three criminal indictments now facing Trump. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Yesterday, a federal judge in Washington granted the Department of Justice request to limit what Trump can say about sensitive material involved in the case. And on social media today, Trump lashed out at the Fulton County, Georgia DA, calling her racist and phony Fannie Willis. Willis is expected to file separate election interference charges by the end of the month.
Dangerous heat is still gripping large swaths of the country from western Texas to North Carolina. In Ruston, Louisiana, the heat is testing sports, where the heat index topped 117 degrees.
We have a policy where if the heat index gets to a certain point, we take mandatory 5-minute breaks every two innings, because obviously we want to keep the officials and the players hydrated.
DeMar Hamlin is back. It is the Bills safety's first time back on the field in a competitive setting since going into cardiac arrest and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati in January.
When you see my cleats laced up with my helmet and shoulder pads on, there ain't going to be no hesitation. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't play this game like that. You'll put yourself at more risk by hesitating. So, you know, I'm out there. I'm just not thinking twice. I'm just playing my game and playing how I was taught to play.
Ford says it will start shipping new versions of the Mustang muscle car next week, and more than two-thirds of the orders are for V8 engines. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over.
Try some local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Heavy, original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. It is time for Essential Last Crack. Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music.
Whatever the fear. This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack, two from the Uprising album released back in 2019. That was Golden Age, Icicle before that. Tune in every week at 11 p.m. here on Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights and a replay on Sunday for Essential Last Crack. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, Max and Kevy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM presents the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. The next one is happening Sunday, August 20th. At the High Noon Saloon. The doors open at noon. The show starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. This time, it's Iron Plow. That's Rocker's band. He's on drums. Really cool band. Seven Seasons Deep. And Electromag is their debut show. Brian Mull and Jim Roof from the mighty Subatomic are in this band. Super excited to see Electromag. You can see them Sunday, August 20th, noon to 4 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. Presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Heavy on Civic Media. Seven Seasons Deep before that, Battered Souls and Subatomic, of course. Iron Plow, Seven Seasons Deep, and the debut of Electromag. Next Sunday, the 20th of August at the High Noon Saloon. Doors open at noon. It's really going to be a good show. I cannot wait to see the Electromag. Hey, another, we got Sky Road Fly coming up in just a couple of minutes. Robert Halstead from Chicago, he's going to call in. We're going to talk about a show that's happening in September with Sky Urchin, I should say. Also, another Max Inc. radio show coming up in September is at the High Noon Saloon. It's another matinee show presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7. The Skin Tones, Drunk Drivers, and this band right here is a new one to Madison. They are called Fiberweed. Here's their brand new song. It's called Joyride. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. The Skin Tones, Basket Case, some Fiberweed, brand new music for Fiberweed. It's called Joyride. Those two bands, along with the Drunk Drivers, will be at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, September 24th. We love these matinee shows. Start at noon, show at 1, out of there by 4. I mean, could you ask for anything? That's like magic, you know? Just like me trying to push buttons and everything is happening. All right, we're going to talk with Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Drunk Drivers on Max Inc. Heavy.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Sky Urchin and their single from 2018, Work Face. On the phone with me is the dude from Sky Urchin, Robert Halstead. Robert, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Max Inc. Heavy, my friend.
Hey, Jimmy K. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on. And you're living down in the Windy City. What's happening down in Chicago these days? And why'd you move away from Madison?
Well, I am down here in Chicago. It's going really well for me so far, sort of personally and professionally outside of music. I moved down here. Basically, I'd been dating a girl for the better part of 2 years that I met in Madison. She's from Madison, but she's lived down here in the city for almost 20 years and lives in a neighborhood that I think is super cool. And just decided that sort of for the relationship to take the next step, one of us had to go somewhere. And I decided since things were going so well between us, we're able to cultivate this relationship from the distance, that I'd still be able to sort of keep things going in Madison and live down here. I had a in at a similar job that I was working at in Madison at a bakery. And so I'm basically a baker by day and working on music at night. And Sky Urchin's actually a little bit more active, I would say, than when I was living in Madison. So
that's,
right now, everything's a positive.
That's awesome. So let's see if you could pass being a Wisconsinite moving to Chicago test. Thin crust or deep dish?
You know what? I got to go deep dish.
All right.
Deep dish all the way. There's a few really good places around here, but I probably do eat deep dish 3 or 4 times a month now.
hot dog or Polish sausage?
Oh, Polish.
Yeah. You put mustard or ketchup on that sausage?
Mustard.
All right. You're safe.
That's newer for me. I didn't like mustard growing up. I was definitely a ketchup only person, but it's mustard now.
You're taking your life in your own hands if you put ketchup on a sausage in Chicago, man.
Right. Yeah, you sure are.
So you mentioned that things are actually looking up for Sky Urchin now that you moved to Chicago. I can only imagine you're trying to book Sky Urchin shows down in Chicago. Is Sky Urchin working on new material?
So we are. It's not our main focus. So we have finally got the gears going on mixing our debut album, which we recorded the better part of almost 4 years ago. I believe you're going to play a track later, Co Alone. Mm-hmm. That is an early mix off that album that we released last year to promote a show. It's been a little bit reworked now that we've had some time to mix, but it's essentially the same. And also the song that you played leading into this, Work Face, we've got a sort of higher energy, liver feel version of that that's going to be on the album as well. In a nutshell, it just really took a lot of time to get a studio set up down here. I'm actually, I thought I'd be talking to you from a place of work, but at this time of day, I am back at home and with what I'm calling Moth Grotto Studios, because it is on the other side of the wall of the studio is a beautiful grotto in between two large buildings on the near north side of Chicago, which is sort of a rarity to not have every lot be a building. We have this nice treed area and picnic table and our neighbors grill out and stuff. So that's sort of the grotto. And then as I finally got sort of the studio set up a couple months ago, long story short, there was just that was the room where all of our boxes went until we were able to start unpacking and finding good places for them. And so I finally got the studio set up, and we don't have any clothes in that room, but for whatever reason, we keep finding moths everywhere, and they're just all around me when I'm mixing. And so I'm just trying to embrace it. And we are about halfway done mixing that album now. And I would estimate that we will release it digitally by the end of the year, and that we will move towards it definitely deserves a vinyl release based on the sonics, both the high quality and some of the vintage nature of our tones naturally. And hopefully a vinyl release sometime in the spring. So beyond that, We've been able to practice about once every 3 to 4 weeks. We're going to bump that up a little bit before the show here in September. But as we've been meeting up, we are working on some new material as well. We really don't want to hit the sort of slump that we found ourselves in for this first album, and kind of want to just keep things cranking out, maybe a couple new songs as singles, you know, every half year until we're ready to do another album. And like to play Madison 5 or 6 times a year. And I am starting to make some connections down here in Chicago. So of course we would like to sort of have the benefit of us living in two places to build things up in two different scenes.
Not to mention the networking you could do with Madison bands, Chicago bands. That's a pretty cool thought right there.
Absolutely.
Robert Halstead is with us from Sky Urchin. Sky Urchin has a big show coming up. It's a big one. It's a Max Inc. Radio Presents show at the new Dark Star Art Bar in Madison. It's happening Saturday, September 16th. Robert, how cool is it in this day and age where the music venues, independent music venues, are leaving, the music venues left are, you know, held by big corporations? How important is it to you, and how awesome is it for you to have a new independent music venue here in Madison?
It's super important. I feel like Madison has a wealth of these types of places, which is great. I'm sure there's some underground places I'm not aware of in Chicago yet, but you know, if I'm just counting the number of them off the top of my head, there's a comparable number in Madison to the ones I know in Chicago, not even per capita, just period. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really special thing. I think, you know, it's important for people to, you know, still seek out of these kinds of shows. I think it's great that Madison has some bigger places as well, and that artists are coming through that wouldn't have stopped in Madison 5 or 6 years ago. I'd also like to acknowledge that a fair amount of promoters for those bigger shows have done a lot better than certainly when we first started as a band, where we've got a video for the song The Majestic off of our first EP, and the video is sort of this weird, trippy shot-by-shot walk from an area by Lake Monona all the way up to the square and to the Majestic, where I sort of plaster a note on the box office that we left there after that shot was done, that basically said, you know, it was a call for please to like book more local openers for these big shows. We deserve a shot. And that is how you help grow your local music scene as a bigger entity, right? Is to have bands open for these bigger acts, and then people are exposed to them and hopefully come out to see them at these independent venues. But I am beyond ecstatic for Dark Star to be, you know, operating after, you know, sort of the name change and questions of whether they could keep it going. I think they've been pretty welcomed by the other independent venues and places to play music in Madison. I think it's a really cool space. The stage is a little bit different from the last time we were there, allowing a little bit more room for the performers, better view for the audience. I'm thinking better sound as well.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more excited for that to be our first Madison show this year.
I'm definitely excited to have live music back at the 700 block of East Wash. Dark Star Art Bar, go in and say hi to Sam. He's the one running it, and it's pretty awesome. You know, the Vipers are on this bill that you're playing at the Dark Star Art Bar on September 16th. The Vipers have been around Madison forever. Great surf punk rock band. Tell me one of your favorite memories about the Vipers.
Well, my favorite memories about the Vipers is pretty much how Dave and I, and Ryan in Sky Urchin, I mean, we all met, well, Dave and I knew each other, but we met Ryan being in separate bands 15 years ago, practicing at Spider Studios on the north side, just sort of by the old Inferno. There was a sort of a warehouse of practice spaces. And so at that time in our lives, in our mid-20s, it was sort of like we were practicing three times
a week.
We were really, really going for it, and it was really fun. And, you know, naturally you would just run into other bands who were there and hang out. And Tim Consequence of the Vipers slowly took over a couple of the other practice spaces around his and built out his Acme Studios, which now is on Willie Street in the old, or I guess it's still the Nature's Bakery building, but he's in the basement there. But it was sort of the beginning of his studio, so Tim was always there. And just any time that we'd come home from a show, 2 o'clock in the morning, we kind of just knew that when we loaded our gear in that Tim would be around and we could catch up, you know, about what he had been up to and talk about the show and just have a really nice sort of come down from whatever show we had been playing. So we've played with them a bunch. I guess my favorite memory of involving Tim, I guess it was the Vipers, is we played a Skyroad Fly release show at the Inferno, which again was really close by, like just around the corner. And Tim brought his Hammond B3 organ to play one song on the Skyroad Fly album release that he had played. And so he brought it over in his van, but the van broke down. And so at 1:32 in the morning, there were five or six of us trying to push this thing on wheels down Commercial Avenue to get it back to the space and trying to stop traffic and stuff. And the cops came, but they were super cool and thought it was pretty funny and helped sort of usher a clean, safe path back to the studio with Tim's big organ.
You know, whenever you have a Harmon organ coming into play on stage, there's always going to be some sort of drama. We've had that at Atwood Fest a couple of times. It's fun, though.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Great. I love the sound of those organs, too. And that particular organ from that Tim has, that's a vintage piece of equipment right there. Great instrument, and it sounds great. Robert, another band is playing the show September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. It's a brand new band here in Madison, led by John Stover, formerly of I Am Dragon. The new band is called Peacemaker, and I'm super excited to see John back on stage, and I'm sure you are too.
I'm so excited to see John back on stage. We used to play together with his band I Am Dragon. A whole bunch, probably five or six pretty big shows and a bunch of other smaller ones. When this show sort of was formulating, he was actually the first person I thought of to ask to play with us, because I had seen some posts from him on social media that he had gotten this band together, and I honestly didn't even really know that much about him. I think John just had such a good reputation for me as a great front person, great guitar tones, just great rocker, that I had reached out and wanted to see if they might be ready to play for this. And it sounded like it was the sort of push that they needed to be like, yeah, you know, to actually have a show on the books that's going to get us to ramp things up.
Right.
And I caught them on a live stream opening for Lords of the Trident.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago. And I was super impressed. They've got a song called, I think it's called I Do My Best Work at Night, that they closed that set with. And I was just like, that song is already just a classic, an anthem. And they also, I don't know the bass player's name, but the band features Jamie Zander on drums, who I know from the later days of Clovis Mann. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to hear what they've done, you know, over the last couple of months, and I know that they're super excited to play. So it's a great opportunity to see a band, you know, when they're starting out. These guys are all very experienced, so it's not necessarily the same as seeing, you know, somebody's first show ever. But, you know, I think there's something special about being able to say you've seen the first couple shows.
Absolutely.
Of a new band, and I'm grateful that we have the opportunity to enjoy that before we play.
It's going to be a great show. It's happening Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. That's on East Washington Avenue. Max Inc. Radio presents Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and Peacemaker. Make your calendar plans right now. You don't want to miss this show. Robert, it is a pleasure to speak with you once again, and congratulations on all your successes. And we'll see you in September.
Awesome, Jimmy. Always a pleasure this end as well. And, you know, thanks for lending the Max Inc. Radio support to this. It's really going to be a fun time. So Yeah, thanks. And we'll keep tuning in, too. You guys are doing great with the show. There's nothing else like it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And let's do some Sky Urchin right now. The latest single is called Go Alone. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local news.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5, The Tap. The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.